I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Mike Forrester. He's the founder of the Culture of Cult Art Series, and they're presenting their latest show. It's a one-night-only pop-up show Thursday in Marquette. Here's the details with Mike Forrester.
It's one night only. And it is a horror movie, scary movie themed art show happening at the Ordock on Thursday, starting around 6 or 7 p.m.
And what's going to be there for folks to check out?
Well, we've got artists from all over the country. We've got a ton of local artists, too. We have about 30 plus artists that have made pieces for this show. And it's incredible, the different, you know, mixed media. We've got graphic designers, we've got illustrators, we've got painters, have all made pieces that said, this is a movie that really moved me in some way, and I made a piece inspired by it. And that's kind of the spirit of the show is, you know, for a lot of people who think, I'm not really an art person. Well, you might be a scary movie person, though.
I was about to say, how graphic are your graphic artists getting?
Well, you know what? I usually tell people, I say, stay away. You know, you want to put something enough, you want to put something on the wall that looks good.
Right.
So we don't go too crazy.
So this is more of it's more of an homage to the film than it is to the fright.
Exactly.
Okay,
it's
gotcha.
It's one of those things where you look up and you say, I love that horror movie. I love that scary movie, and I gotta have this piece.
Now you have to admit that in terms of horror movies, in terms of a genre, the imagery that has come out of horror movies, everything from the Jason hockey mask to the classic Frankenstein or the Wolfman, has really had a big influence on what we consider to be sort of the Halloween culture. How does this kind of tie into that thought?
Well, the thing is that fear is one thing that connects us all, right? And there's some people who either are completely into it, and there's some people that completely avoid it. So the thing about horror movies is that there's some idea that, you know, people like to tease into the idea that they can't rationalize with it. And that's what makes horror movies so great.
Well, and there's a difference, too. There's horror movies and then there's the slasher movies, which are complete. This is more like the classic type thing.
Yeah,
right?
we've got Halloween. We've got some of the newer stuff. We've got Scream. We've got, I think someone's doing a Jaws piece. We've got, it's just really, it's an eclectic show, a wide range of since the 30s.
It's very interesting because you said Jaws and we see an image, and you said Scream and we see an image in our head, or Frankenstein or Jason or
that's
whatever.
That's exactly it.
The birds.
There is a piece inspired by the birds. Yes.
That is a great movie.
Exactly.
Right. So what's the hours of the show since it's only one night?
Well, the nice thing about it being at the Ordock is that they're brewing a specific beer that's extra spooky. So you get to come, you get to have beer on a Thursday night, get your weekend started a little bit early, and then you get to be submerged into this great show
Just awful. Terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. I know. It's just so scary.
Mike Forrester is in the studio with us. We are talking about Bump in the Night. That is the name of a pop-up art show that's happening a little bit later this week. Mike is the founder of the Culture of Cult Art Series, which you look at like popular things in our popular culture with this series, don't you?
Yeah, this is our ninth show. Number 10 is the last one in this capacity. But we've tackled everything from music, concert posters. We've done Batman for the 75th anniversary. We've done Star Wars. It's really something to get people to come out to an art show and say, I'm not really an art person, but you come out and you're a content person and you like this stuff. You
know? So what is going to be happening with Bump in the Night? What are the details here for folks to come and check out?
Yeah, absolutely. So I tell people it starts around 7, but you can pretty much get there at, you know, 6 p.m. And we've obviously great beer from the Ordock, and it goes all night. And we have a collection of art that's inspired by scary movies, and it's completely free to get in, and it's all ages. So, you know, bring if your kids are brave enough, go ahead and bring them.
That's Mike Forrester, organizer of Bump in the Night, this Thursday at the Ordock Brewing Company in Marquette. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.